Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Meet the Shoe Podcast, Shackle History Unleashed. And I am Sade.
I'm Nina.
Yes, and today we, you know, everybody's talking about it, so we got to get the elephant out the room because everybody want to hear their own little version of why Diddy
House got raided. So, Sade, explain to them the difference, though, because people seem to be getting this misconstrued. About the raid, like explain to them two different scenarios of what raiding property means.
Everyone was thinking is under the assumption like they raided his home, it's they messed it up, or it's they raided it real bad. And I'm like, no, I've seen way worse raids than that.
Right.
And the difference is they're going to look for. They know what they're looking for as far as sex trafficking. And right. That consists of pornography, pictures, video, anything on his computer or cameras in the house, any kind of anything he jotted down in a notebook saying with names. They look for names and addresses and, you know, connections, like a black, you know, they usually had a little black books. Far as like a drug raid, where it's way worse, they're very aggressive.
Yes,
and no knock warrant. if they have to shoot, they're gonna shoot. Don't if you're fleeing. In a drug raid, I've seen where they put sheets over your head. They're not taking you out the house.
Right,
they handcuff you immediately and put sheets a curtain over your head so you can't move or touch anything. You just right face down, or if they do let you leave, you know what I'm saying, you got to move away from the premises. They're going to search you down and everything. And they say, okay, you can go while they tear your house up. And right. When they tear your house up, if you have a lamp and they think it's too hollow, they're going to bust it up and look in it. They will bust up your toilet stool. Thinking right. If they think you flushed anything down the toilet stool, they could bust that up. I've seen, they have done a lot. Tear down a whole microwave and take it out just to test it. You know what I'm saying? So it is a difference. Diddy home looked pretty good from the pictures from a raid. You know what I'm saying? They didn't mess with his clothes. His clothes were still hanging up. His shoes were still in a row. Seen a lot of going through that.
Sade said in a row. She's seen
right in a row. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Look,
they tear your shoes up in drug raids.
Yeah, they do.
Pull all the soles out and all type of stuff.
Yeah.
Baby.
It's like, it's basically like what people don't realize is to humiliate you, right?
Mm-hmm,
and it's to humiliate you. It's to get you somebody in the house to talk. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people can't handle, you know, just any kind of police activity. Far as like they get nervous, right? They'll start mm-hmm. telling on themselves. Mm-hmm. So the police are really clever with how they raid as well. As far mm-hmm. as like, you know, somebody that don't know no better, they'll get to talking, and they ain't supposed to talk. You ain't supposed to never talk when you're in a situation like that.
No,
just
not
be
at all.
Quiet. Let them do what they're gonna do and move on. Everybody was mm-hmm. like, oh, he's bogus. He had his kids all stretched out. He didn't tell his kids what's going on, and he left his kids. They knew.
No question.
You notice that none of the daughters is there. From my understanding, none of the daughters were there, right?
No, they weren't.
Another thing that that kind of like struck me as well that the public did not know is mm-hmm. that he put the his property in his daughter's name.
Oh, yeah.
And in the film company name. And that was a real smart move.
Very smart.
Who you didn't confiscate my house.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nothing in my name.
There's nothing in my
name. Legally, anybody could have left that. That's where I have a party house at. There was a footage of some kids talking about, dang, I live next door to him. It's always parties here. It's always...
But his kids are teenagers. They got their friends coming in and out the house. Come on now, stop that. Yeah. You're making a scene and making up stuff that's not really not going on. You just see a bunch of kids. You forget he don't live alone. He is a father.
Yeah.
He has three teenage girls, have their friends over. He got some
and boys, grown boys.
Yeah. So come on now. Stop it.
Yeah. I think that everybody was wanting, they're wanting this because they keep saying he's molested, you know, allegedly, right? Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, Usher.
But are they saying this? Is Usher
it seemed like they're insinuating.
They have I'm tired of the blacks and white, or the gray area.
Yeah.
Either say it or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's I'm tired of hearing that.
They ain't putting it on the floor, right?
No, you're not putting it on the floor. Lay it out.
Right.
Lay it on the carpet. Lay it on a platter where truly it don't matter.
Right. That's true. That's
you know what I'm saying? Tell the truth. If he molested you, tell it.
This is the time. You think the men are gonna do that though? You think men are gonna tell that, you know, hey, I've been molested?
Well, some men say it. It depends on the man.
I don't know. I think that there's another I'm trying to find. That's why I'm looking down, y'all. I'm trying mm-hmm. to research this article that I found that I saw on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. And it was about this girl. I'm trying to find her name. She mm-hmm. Is an executive of CEO executive of was it Bad Boy Records? I'm not sure, but she is saying that she's telling on Diddy, she's telling on you know, the whole rundown, whoever's involved. But there was also a psychic
that, yes, I remember that psychic that, from
that
you, psychic though.
Said that that she was saying that it was going to be bad news for Diddy, right? Mm-hmm, it was going to be mm-hmm. bad news for him. It was going to be bad things that was going to happen to him around Easter.
Right.
Right. So that's another thing that was like in awe about.
Yeah.
She was right along with it, right?
She said that a long time ago. And the thing is, what is the point? She's saying his mouth will be sealed. So I'm like, how can you really look at this when you're saying his mouth would be sealed shut? I mean,
what does that mean by that? What do you think?
Right. Is he not going to speak about it, or somebody's going to off him before he can speak about it? You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of things going through your mind, because look what happened to Epstein. He didn't get a chance to speak about nothing. And they trying to say he killed himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Yeah, they definitely said that. This lady that
superstars must be what's he say? Hey, prayer warrior, how are you? Superstars mm-hmm. must be careful of what they speak about in the industry. Yes, most definitely, because you're speaking into the industry, you know, in the air. Whatever right. you speak about, if it's a positive or negative, it's gonna come back to you, either to haunt you or be positive, catapult you into a different, you know, into good, you know. So everything you speak should be of good light, you know. You don't want that bad karma.
Yeah, you don't. Okay. I mean,
Hey, Ricky.
There was a article that I sent you about what Uncle Luke said, right? That's another
one that I loved what he spoke, and okay. a couple other guys spoke. You know, they said, you know, it's all good when a person is getting these high accolades and doing good, y'all praising them and stuff like that, but you came back and when he has a downfall, what's going on? You know, they're saying this brother has gave a lot in this industry, you know, as far as hip hop, you know, no matter the twerks or whatever going on during that journey, everybody was learning together, you know, right. and him as a producer, writer, entertainer, you know what I'm saying? Everyone was learning in increments, you know, and you can't get mad at him because your record didn't make it, or you might have been a one-hit wonder, or you made it through the whole, you know what I'm saying? industry with him, you know what I'm saying? All those years, 25, 26, 27 years, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we always seem to down, you know, really kick a dog down when they're down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I do like also that Uncle Luke explained as well is that he was offered the same deal that Diddy received, right? So mm-hmm. What he was saying was, when these people build you up to be a billionaire, they already told you, be quiet. The problem was that Diddy had filed a lawsuit. So everybody knows and gets a clear understanding of why they're doing this to him. They're putting a squeeze on him. They didn't necessarily raid the house to take Diddy to jail. That wasn't it.
No, they did.
They're saying that they took him to jail. Politicians now, this is politicians speaking, right? Mm-hmm. They saying that they took him for what to hide.
Yeah.
What to hide. Because he has a lot of valuable information, right?
Right.
Him being mm-hmm. in jail would be no good, right? No. They still need him in the world what do they say? Like, he still has an influence over us. They used him mm-hmm. for their stock to go up. And what Luke explained was, when he told us, don't buy Ciroc no more. When he said, don't buy Deleon, we didn't. He mm-hmm. is the master of marketing.
Marketing
the Black community, right?
You got yeah, for him and Jay-Z,
right? And so when he told us not to, and the reason why he said this is, did he explain this on the college platform? Everybody was talking slick this summer when he went to the Invest Fest and he gave that $1 million to Jackson State University, and there was another college. They were mad at him because they're like, oh, he got all these other organizations and he didn't give no money here or there or whatever. He didn't, right? He mm-hmm. gave it where he wanted to, just like any one of us can spend your money mm-hmm. where you want it when you get it, right? You do what you want to. It's not according to what somebody else is telling you, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they were mad at him for that. He explained on that platform on Revolt, right? Yeah. His platform, that they were taking money on a sneak.
Yeah.
He went into those different plants because remember, if everybody remembers, they went and got on Diddy about, that's why Sean John ain't rotating.
Right.
So they went and saying that, oh, he's over here and got these kids making these clothes and they only getting 2 cents an hour. If you're only paying somebody 2 cents an hour, who can really live on that? Well, people in other countries have their cost of living is way different than ours, right?
Yes.
But two
he's cents not the only one getting low cheap labor like that. Every designer in the world is getting mm-hmm. cheap labor if they're over there in China.
Right.
Designer, beauty, fashion, all that.
Right. It's,
you know, so y'all need to stop that.
Right. And he explained that, just like you said, when he found out about the labor situation, right? He went and did the investigation with his alcohol. Mm-hmm. They partnered with him. They feel like, oh, we gave you enough. We partnered with you. Damn, we gave you $1 billion. Shut up.
Right.
So he was saying that just like us, even us being on this platform, you got to be careful about what you say and how you say it, because the higher ups, right? If they don't like you, they can silence you.
Yeah.
And if you don't shut up, and he said what they did was they sent the Ciroc and the DeLeon sent the people to his management, because the management don't look like us. The management looks like them, right? Yeah. His manager is not his color, right? No. His manager can get him in the doors. These people that love him can swerve him into lanes that we can't get in, right?
Exactly.
But he can get in, right? Because he has mm-hmm. an influence, again, over us as the Black community, right?
Right.
You mm-hmm. might not like him per se, but somebody in your family, enough of us do, right?
Yes.
We do like the things that he did in you know, as hip-hop culture, right? But we mm-hmm. don't like the acts of the privacy of the things that's coming out now. Nobody is respecting that.
And when you think about it, whatever he does in his bedroom antics, that's his business. I mean, I don't think he's putting a gun to nobody's head to do.
No, he did not. No, he did not. And another thing that somebody else had pointed out as well, it was, Black China's mom. Even though she is, you know what she is, right? But she made a good point. Cassie, you did not make a fuss until probably the money stopped. Because as soon as you and Diddy broke up, you went on with your husband and you had some kids. And when mm-hmm. that well started running dry, they wasn't going to pay you. Those other people, Ciroc and them, mm-hmm. weren't going to pay you. And they yeah. used you for you to come as a voice to put out all these allegations, because we've been hearing these nasty parties for years.
Years, yeah.
We've been hearing this nastiness from Diddy for years, but we've still yeah. supported the things that he's done. Why all of a sudden, when Cassie pulled his card, everybody comes from out of nowhere.
Yes.
Everybody comes mm-hmm. from out of nowhere calling him a homosexual and saying all of these things. Not to say none of these things aren't true, right? Why every woman, what's wrong with these women? Why every woman, like they say Young Miami and the girl Daphne Joy Daphne, yes. whatever her name is, right?
Yeah.
50 Cent baby mom, right?
Right.
They're in the lawsuit, the dude, the one that we had
Little Rod. About,
Little mm-hmm. Rod, he said that they were hired as sex workers. 50 Cent's baby mom. Daphne and Young Miami were hired as sex workers. Okay. So that explains why 50 Cent, every other post is about Diddy.
Right.
Because,
yeah.
Because the baby mom is his girl. Right. So if the baby mom is his girl,
of course that
shows why you don't like him, right? Right. I mean, that might not be the case, 50, but that's what it looks like, though.
Yeah, it looks like that.
That's what it looks like.
You got a hard on him because he slept with your girl.
Exactly. 50 says, though, in defense of him, right? He says it's because they tried to, him and Jay-Z, because he don't like Jay-Z either. He just ain't got on Jay-Z yet, because ain't no allegations got on Jay-Z.
Jay-Z next, yet, right? He next.
But he ain't got on him just so hard right now. He sprinkled him in there yesterday, right?
Right.
But he hasn't went hard on him just yet, because he's saying that they try to stop his bag. They didn't want 50 Cent to perform at the Super Bowl when he performed with Eminem and Dr. Dre.
Right, yes.
He told him no. He told them the NFL no. Now, damn, we sit up as, you know, as fans, yeah. patrons, right? As we sit back and watch these shows, these guys up here have all this power, right?
Yeah, they do.
They got all this power, like Kanye said. And to be sitting here falling out behind pussy.
Right.
That's what, boy, we got some women, got some power, boy. Don't
oh, yes, exactly.
Because that's just really all this stuff. That's what it's really about.
Yeah.
Diddy says he's mad because the alcohol companies they were stealing. And they weren't pushing like Snoop Dogg said about his cereal. You heard that? You ain't seen Snoop Dogg cereal no more, right?
No, you haven't.
All of this stuff is politics, right? If you don't move the way I move, then I'm gonna take it from you, or I'm gonna mm-hmm. make you suffer. You're not gonna be as rich as you once was. If you do everything that I tell you to do, then you won't have a problem.
Right.
I was watching mm-hmm. these white guys on this podcast, right? I believe I sent that to you too, right? These mm-hmm. white guys was talking about how a dark side of Hollywood. The man said that he was not gay, right? Mm-hmm. This is one of a Hollywood producer or industry exec. He said he's not gay, but he let some man suck him off so he can get a part. Now, it's a white man. So he can get a part in a movie.
What?
He said as a youngster, right? But he is an older man now. They're older than us. Right.
Right.
He said he don't understand or know where that came from in Hollywood, but that is a fact. You're mm-hmm. going to have to submit to the devil to succeed on the TV screen and in any type of success in the industry, all of that. You're going to have to.
A lot of those, they want to, they have a fetish, and it's an outlandish fetish to suck on a man or do something.
I don't understand that though.
Nasty. I don't understand it. It's bestiality to me.
Yeah. Just
beast.
Cause they said that the year of 24, I hate to even bring this up, but
it's not exposed everything. Everyone's right? Exposed.
This is the year to expose. So you notice that Madonna.
Hey Jeff.
Hey Jeff. you noticed that Madonna had came out with
"Hey, Daddy's Home."
Yeah, none of these accusations surprise me.
Yeah, right.
Sure don't, because we know why is that stigma there, right? You know that as a kid. What do you got to sacrifice to be big, right? For the eyeballs to be on you, right? You got to give up something. You got to give up something. The girl's name that was a part of that went and told. It was mighty funny. So this is how it started. The woman was charged with Lil Rod had put her in a lawsuit. Her name is Ethiopia. I say Ethiopia, and I can't say her last name. Habateem Marina, something like that, agrees to testify against Diddy, right?
What?
The former Motown Records CEO executive, right? And she agrees to testify against Diddy for exchange for immunity. And she was labeled in a lawsuit. I have personal knowledge of the facts. If called upon as witness, I could and would competently testify.
So the thing is, immunity.
She used that big old word. She knows better.
You're competent, but was you competent when you was committing them a crime or whatever you was philandering around?
Right, holding
closed doors.
Right.
You was holding them parties with them, and you probably was bringing kids to them. So no, you don't get no immunity, miss.
Right.
You use a child with a sex trafficker as well.
Yeah. That's the thing what Black China's mom was saying, right? It's funny how these women are all of a sudden wanting to tell, but you were fine with it. You were fine all of this stuff was going on. How are you telling now?
They was getting a little money.
I mean, but just money to bring a child to a man? Well, like, I couldn't do it.
Evidence that's his children, maybe 18 and above. I don't know about anything under 18.
Okay. Well, they're trying to say you're right. Everybody that supposedly that he did something to, they were like young as 16, 17 though.
Who? Right?
The girl, remember the girl in New Jersey, the video?
Around the same age, though. He was, what, young 20s, and she was 17.
Okay. Well,
was sitting on that man's lap. She knew what the deal was.
Right.
You were 17 going on 19 and a half years old.
You
were 17, 18 years
old. Because she was saying that she don't remember. I don't recall lying about my age. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
had to.
You was 18, 19.
Even back then in the 90s, I remember dudes would be like, "How old are you? Show your ID."
Right. It was sad because I look up to many of these guys as a kid. And when I got to know them, I was beyond disgusted.
Definitely. Me too. I'm going to say this in defense of just how the world goes, right, y'all? Because we are... the way Americans are, right? We don't know any different, especially if you're born and raised here, right? We know for a fact the hush money ran out. Now they're telling. That's true. That's very true. The thing about it is this. We all know every culture has done this. This is into the Christian church, right?
Yeah.
Messing with kids.
Yeah. Well, in Africa, they get little girls pregnant at 10, 11, 12 years old.
See, no. And that's okay. But wait, culturally,
that's fine for them. Yeah.
And over here, the way we grew up is sick. So that's what I'm saying. In America, with the things that we're hearing of Diddy, right? It's sounding consensual, like you're saying.
What is it?
It's sounding consensual.
With the 17-year-old young lady?
Yeah.
Of course.
It sounds consensual, you know? It's seeming like everybody that was involved was knew what was going on. You know, if you go to Sex World, right? We're going to speak in Minnesota. You know, if you go in Sex World, it's not a place for Christian.
Right.
It's the, it is what it is. It says up there, Sex World.
Okay, so you so know, when you walk inside, your eyes will see everything beyond you don't really don't want to see.
Right. And so every single party that Diddy has given, especially the after Grammy parties, the white parties, you know, all these labeled names, right? The brunches and all of this might not be nothing going on if there is kids around. Because from my understanding, they said one of the best parties he had was a New Year's party, and you could bring your kids.
Right.
And so he had a daycare center there, right? Mm-hmm. And so the parents was in one part of the area partying, and then the there
kids was on the other side.
Like, yeah, a professional daycare place. This is how big this man's house is. They said that it was ran so smooth and that it was perfect. Now you have all these things that people have to say good things about him. They're all questioning. Because he's on the TV now. And every single politician and every single person that has been in the eye has been questioned about something.
Right.
Right.
And so a lot of those politicians was in those parties.
Yeah. Like Luke said, he said all politicians are bought. Everybody's been bought. He said, I've been offered. But he said, I'm going to be stay right here and clean this garage out. I was rolling. He said, I'm going to sit right here and clean this garage out. I'm fine with doing this right here.
Yes, he did.
With this money I got right here.
This and money, he's content with the money he got. I don't need no more. I'm living comfortably.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of these people are being paid, right?
I know one rapper that raps about all this black power yet steals from all his own black artists. Yeah. Most of these guys are frauds and scumbags.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That's the way they were taught.
Yeah, they were
taught. And if you know it, why are you going to do it and be a part of it? The dude, Lil Rod.
He knew what he was getting into.
You knew that Diddy was a scam.
Yeah,
we heard it. You done seen all of his artists
tell you
away from him, or they tell you.
Yeah,
you don't see Jadakiss saying nothing.
Oh, he quiet.
He got it. They got the locks. Got all their publishing back.
Yes, they did.
Mace got his
total. You heard Total ain't said nothing.
None of these women have really said nothing. The ones who's saying something is the Danity Kane girl, right?
Yeah,
she's saying something. She used to sleep with Diddy.
She was sleeping with him.
So are you bitter? Because you look real bitter because you didn't say anything until Cassie did. And they're talking about how quiet Mary J. Blige has been, right?
Very quiet. She ain't going to say nothing.
But the reason why, because J-Lo? You know in Kim Porter's book, she said Mary J. Blige was pregnant by Diddy. That's why they wanted to get that book. That's why they want to get that book up out that house. And that's why LB Sure keeps on saying Diddy has something to do with her dying, because she was telling all the stuff we never knew of.
And J-Lo ain't saying nothing either. She quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah, she's married.
She
has
seen a lot. She did a lot back then.
She did a lot then. And she has some secrets too, but she ain't going to tell. Why?
No. For what?
Why? Right? She another one I know does sexual favors to get a hosting position on as well-known TV, nothing new. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I mean, I think that the moral of the story is that you know if the industry that you want to be in, you're going to have to play dirty.
Yeah, you do.
How you choose to play dirty and how you choose to sell your soul is up to you. It's on you. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Diddy
got something on all of them. Yes, Ma. Yeah, yes,
he does. Yes, he does. Yes. That's Bonita. That's what they raided the house for.
Yeah,
get what they need to hide. It's not about look. If you look on a TV screen, nobody went to jail. Everybody was in handcuffs. That's what people felt. excuse me, fail to realize people are in handcuffs so you don't hide nothing.
So you don't hide anything. Yep.
So you don't flush nothing. Like you said, bust the toilets open.
Right.
Checking the windows. They raise up all the windows.
Mm-hmm.
They raise up all the windows and somebody's guarding the room, mm-hmm. right? They raise up all the windows to check out every. I mean, they look in the spots that you can least suspect it, right?
Least suspect, yes.
They're busting up all up in the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? The lights ain't no none of that. You ain't getting away.
They didn't come to arrest none of them.
No,
he don't have no arrest, no warrant, nothing. That's why he's talking to his lawyer right now. He's talking to his lawyer.
And I didn't see anything that they found that was any different. I was looking for that. What did you
They haven't said anything that they found yet. You know, I don't think they're going to bring that up yet. Until they arrest them. If they got enough evidence to arrest them.
So Diddy's home was raided. Police officer shot while on duty has been fired. So was the police officer, did the police get hurt? No, this was one of the police officers that raided.
He got shot?
Yeah, they said that and they said that there was an underground tunnel.
What?
Yeah.
Underwater
tunnel.
All of them got that. And he went to one of his neighbor's house and got away.
Yeah, that's easy. That's an easy car, right?
Yeah.
That's why all these people work together.
Yeah, they do.
All of these people work together. There was no reason. I mean, at all, or why everyone should be surprised that they went to his house. I just was just laughing at the fact that they thought that it would be a big deal about his kids being involved. Okay. The kids already knew what was up.
Say the kids were arrested. No, they weren't arrested. They just was handcuffed and they let them go.
Yeah. They only was in handcuffs to get questions.
Just to keep your dad, to the question.
Have you seen any sexual tapes?
Yeah.
Have you seen I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
That when the first allegation with Cassie came out, when Cassie left, forget it. When Cassie left, I bet you they got rid of everything then. That was many years ago.
Yeah.
The police were there to look at the footage.
Yeah.
On Diddy's cameras, right?
It's gonna take months.
That might take years.
Girl, look, that man got a whole new system since 6 months ago.
Whole new system, yeah.
That was cut off, ain't got nothing that blank, blank, blankety blank. That's what's going on. Blankety blank, blank.
I think that when people realize that, you know, it's always, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire now. Right? Where there's
I can only imagine the skeletons in his closet, right? Because baby, it's a bunch of them suckers. They said the ancestors is coming out.
I mean, yeah, they are. I mean, but I don't know. I think that
we have to let it unfold and see what they have, because they feel confident that he ain't do nothing. But when you're doing stuff like you've been moving for many, many years, it comes natural, and you can't really say it's wrong. You know, hey, you got a little head, gave a little head, gave a little butt, got a little butt.
And that got him $1 billion, right?
Right, it got him $1 billion.
Okay, so we'll switch to Trump real fast, right? Woman murdered. Okay, this woman was murdered in Minnesota. It's called Minnesota North End. She was 47 years old, and she lived in the North End, North Loop, right? Mm-hmm. Downtown Minneapolis. She was 47 years old and found in her apartment, mm-hmm. and what the Department of, the Minneapolis Police Department is stating is that it's a suspicious death, but they don't have a clue on where to start or who or why or what, right?
Wow.
They're still doing an investigation, and this happened on February the 24th. By February 29th, they still didn't know, but I guess they smelled her.
So how long was she in the apartment then?
They don't know. They're still looking. And the reason why I wanted to cover it is because when are you really checking on your people? Like, how long do you take? Did I haven't heard from her today, or I haven't heard from him today, or where they are, you know,
or last week or last month.
Right. You really don't know anything unless you didn't show up to work.
Right. Exactly.
If you're a consistent,
she probably didn't work. She probably had money and didn't have to work, because usually a job would be like, okay, no call, no show. Something's going on. Somebody at work is going to check on you.
They said they
somebody
didn't
at
know.
Their job is going to check on you. So say under the assumption she's not working a job, you know, she's living from money from wealth from her family. But where's your friends?
Yeah, they said a woman who had been dead for an unknown amount of time.
It must have been long.
Was found in her North Loop apartment, according to the Minneapolis Police Department.
And then, you know what? That's what, you know what I'm saying? You know, we check on each other a lot. I call a lot of my friends a lot, but they don't ever check out on me. A lot of them don't check on me at all. And I'm quite sure you feel the same way, but it seems like I'm the one always initiating calls. And sometimes I might say, okay, let me see how long this person gonna take to call me back.
Right.
Or call me.
Right. Have you ever thought about because of social media, we don't check on each other?
Yeah, that's an assumption, you know.
Because I'm not gonna lie, when we're not filming, I'm guilty. I won't call because I'll see you doing something social media wise, right?
But we talk to each other every week anyway.
Right. But I'm saying there's people like that, like, oh, what's such and such doing? And then they'll go on the computer. Oh, well, they was on. Well, let me see what they said that day. You know, this is how our mind plays tricks on us now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
it's
it
not
doesn't
the
cost,
old school way.
You need to go old school, because it doesn't cost you nothing to call and say, hey, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a month or two months, three months. I just want to check in on you. How's your health? How's
your
health?
We get old.
We get old as shit.
Right.
So I just want to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, and it's sad. You know what I'm saying? It happens even with family. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Check up on your people.
Yes. Well, rest in peace to that woman. Yes. 47 years old. So young. You know what I'm saying?
Very
she was
young.
Single, found in her apartment dead, and they don't know what happened to her. And the police, they know, you know, a lot of things. And see, yes.
Yes, your family check on you all the time. Do your friends check on you too? You know what I'm saying? You're closer with friends most of the time than your family too, because you know you're going to see your family anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he said when they need something. Exactly. People call you when they need something.
Right.
Either it's monetary or just you doing something for them. Can you take me across the way? Can you do this? Can you write a letter? And all this, you know, jive.
I was earlier talking to someone and they were explaining to me about how, you know, they were on a work site. Mm-hmm. And they were explaining to me how someone that they, you know, often do things for, you know, wanted him to do a little bit more for them, right? They were asking for, you know, a little bit extra. He was already giving them something, giving them money, and already giving them clothes and looking out for them and taking care of them, right? And you know, he was a little disturbed by
him asking for more.
For him asking for more. So my thing was this. What I told him was, when people are used to you doing something for them consistently, and then they get somebody else in their ear telling them that they deserve more because this guy works for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to asking for more.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually for something else that they're trying to feed, right?
Yeah.
So they want to bargain with you. How can you bargain with me when you don't have nothing?
Right.
And I'm already doing something, right?
Right.
But we were laughing because he was like, he needs, you know, he just wants some love. I said, yeah. So he has a bill. And guess what that bill is?
What?
A woman. So I'm going to say it in a nice way, right, y'all? You know, when they got a bill that's involved, you know, the physical act, right?
Yeah.
That's on up. They got a bigger bill than they got a
bill. They got a bigger bill, right?
You don't want that companionship, right? And when you got some money, you're going to find you somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially when you got some money. And then when you got somebody else in your ear that you loving on, needing more, well, this is for male versus female, right? You gonna go get that money, right? So we are saying that you got to show love. The love is more important than the money.
Yeah, it is.
But if you around somebody that you want to be around and you know that you want to be around them, what better more than for you to try to squeeze the boss to get you a bigger paycheck so you could spend time with the one that you love, right?
And that one that you love, the monetary assets.
That's right. Every time. That's right.
Well, you put the vice grips on your boss saying, look, right. I need $100 more on this assignment. So I go and have $500 to take care of my boo thing.
Take care of my boo thing. Sometimes the more you give, the more they want. That's true. They start to expect it and become entitled. Yes. Oh, yes. And that's what I was trying to tell the boss not to get upset about, right? Because the worker wanted more money.
Look, you can't help that your worker is a trick master.
Right. I was just saying, don't take it personal.
Right. Like, don't take it personal.
Take it personal. You can only do what you can do. Just, you know, hey, you can only do what you can do. Everybody needs love, right?
But baby, I can't see you till next week till I get some more money.
That's right. Exactly. And our last thing is Trump, right? We got to jump into a little bit of politics, right? So the Black people are siding with Trump, as we've said in the past. Due to the point of during the pandemic, everybody had money. Everybody was eating, right?
That cash flow was rolling in.
It really was. Damn. And so everybody's looking forward to what is he going to say now, especially since Putin said that the Jesus was Black.
Ooh, he bust out all the old pictures, didn't he? Putin bust out all the old pictures.
Yeah, before any of us was even thought of, right?
We've been knowing Jesus was Black.
I mean, we could read the Bible and see that they a little bit said it, right?
He has some ethnicity to him.
He did.
And I got hair like wool.
Yeah, me too. Because if a flat iron or a pressing comb don't get on this, Lord, and don't want to see no rain. But
okay, look, it get wet, that sucker look like a sheep.
Right.
She said, are they going to buy that Bible? I don't know.
Every Bible, I don't know. I have an old Bible, so I don't know about the new Bibles. But
no,
all the Bibles I've ever read said here like wool.
Right. But Putin got that Bible saying that's the original, I guess. I don't know. Is that true, Ma? Because, he bust out the pictures, showed that dark man.
Yeah. And so that's what everybody's looking for, right? They're talking about Trump is, you know, they say he has Russian connections, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What is he going to do for the Black people since Putin has exposed the Europeans about...
Well, is he still on Twitter?
I don't know if he's actually on the platform. I know that Fox News is, right? And I know that he's frequent.
Biden's still president. Yeah, he's still president.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he is. But I mean, they're saying that Trump is gonna be.
His numbers are really high in different states. So
whose numbers are high? Biden's Trump. Or Trump?
Trump.
Because Daddy's home said that Biden is over there taking a nap all day.
Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, Sleepy Joe is taking a nap. So I don't know.
I don't think Harris is going to step up.
No, I don't either. She don't want to.
I don't think she wants to either. She see all the stress Behind that, she's been taking a back seat, very, very low profile.
She don't want this ride no more. No, I don't even see her once. She seemed like she want to quit politics.
Yeah.
She ain't saying nothing. She ain't doing nothing.
She done seen too much.
Yeah.
And when they dropped all them immigrants on her front lawn, she really was done.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't know. She was shook. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's running away. You know that. You know that. That's why I want to know what's he going to do for us since his boy, Putin.
I don't know if I'm
saying that we're black, that he was black though, right? What does that mean? What's that going to do? I'm with the people on that. What's that mean? So what? So what, he was black? It ain't did nothing so far, right? What you going to do about it since your boy done already exposed y'all and said what it is, right?
Trump is ready to push that red button. I don't know on who. But he's going to push that red button. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm getting ready to go ahead and move to Africa. Look, reside. Where the money reside, right on over there in another continent.
Yep, since the shoes ain't selling nice, selling Bibles. That's right.
Okay. Yep. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's getting, you know what? I can't even knock his hustle.
He's a
straight up entrepreneur. He's been that from the gate. They knew that.
Yeah.
He's been a businessman and he's running the country like a business.
Yeah.
That's what he's gonna do. But why not? The rest of them ain't. They since Biden and how the rent this high, y'all. How's the rent this high? The rent is higher than a $500,000 home.
Yep.
Every person that we know is paying more than $2,000 a month for rent.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a $250,000 home. That's a half a million dollar mortgage. These are $250,000 and $500,000 payments every month that everybody's paying.
Yeah,
what is that? I'm still wrapping my head around that money.
Okay, I'm just saying though.
Like seriously. What
he said, damn, you guys gonna be doing live streams from Africa soon. You dang skippy, baby. Because look, they say Trump in office, it's time for me to pack my bag like my mama did. She said she ain't coming back.
They said Canada about to be full, baby.
Oh, Canada, you know, Canada gonna shut their gates
about to be full, huh?
No, they not. Canada smart, they be shutting they gates on you. The federal,
it's still the same as. What is it? Puerto Rico and Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. It's still the same as that. So it's not every single person don't get stopped.
No, yeah, they do.
No.
Going to Canada?
Yeah.
Driving? Yes. I drove there, they stopped everyone. You better had a passport. When it was time to when COVID came, they really shut the gates. They said you might have to turn on around because we ain't taking no US citizens unless you're Canadian.
Wow.
Canada don't play. They ain't playing. You go to Mexico, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, all you want as a U.S. citizen. But you try to hit that federalities and shoot you right back on back.
Look, let me in, please.
I'm like, sorry, ma'am. Go ahead back on back where you came from.
That's right.
Yeah, good marketing. Yes,
good at marketing. Yeah, that's he is good at marketing. I've always said that Trump is a politician. He's a businessman. Yes, he is. Y'all know that. What we gonna do?
So, Ricky, you think he gonna win? So, what you gonna do, Ricky?
what you gonna do?
What is y'all move?
He said, "Tell him what."
Oh my God, we enjoyed you guys tonight.
Yes,
we did. We want you to support our sponsors, Lena Beans, Body Butters, Bosta Beauties, Waist Trainers and Activewear, mm-hmm. Cashmere Luxe Hair Products and Plant Derived Natural Hair Care Products. Mm-hmm. So, support us. Go browse through our websites, buy something simple. It just,
donate to the Cash App. Y'all see it going across the
screen. Yes, donate to the Cash App. Keep us flowing.
Yes.
Thank you guys. You guys have a great rest of your night.
See
y'all next week.